Now time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
Bold Face Truth, Bold Face Lie. Hoff, before we get started today on this Tuesday, can you tell me because I'm forgetting his name, the name of the Yankee rookie pitcher who has come up and had success this year?
Cam.
Would you mess it up over the weekend?
What no, happened? But Boomer and Gio were saying I probably can't say the name.
So because of his big tongue.
Well, because, yes, and there's a lot of different ways we can go with this in a bad way. So get ready for the dump button, Dove. Cam Schlittler.
Attaboy. Schlitt.
Any chance I get, I'm going to follow Gio's orders there. He said
I will. Yeah, I was going to call in and start talking about Cam Schlittler, to be honest with you, but I chose not to.
Just hyphenated. Yeah. Honestly, in your mind, hyphenated, you said.
I'm just calling him Cam. Split it up. Screw that. Yeah. He's just Cam. That's
Cam
it.
Cam S. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, it's my turn. Bald face lie, bald face truth. Let's start with BT, since we've been on the Juan Soto kick here. Juan Soto will eclipse his personal home run and RBI total this season.
So he'd have to get to what, 40 and 110? I'm going to say bold face truth.
He needs 42 home runs.
So it'll be 42.
42 and 111.
So he would need six more homers and he would need, or would you say how many ribbies? 11? Yeah. Oh, no.
21.
21, sorry, yeah. 11 would get him over 100.
The home runs, no pause. That's a bald-faced truth.
Just a reminder, he had 4 home runs and 11 RBIs in the past 4 games.
Mm-hmm. I know, but 21 ribbies here.
Yeah, 21 ribbies with a lot of baseball to go. You know what? I'm going to say bald-faced lie. I think he'll get there halfway. I think fairly comfortably with the home runs, couple short of the ribbies. Close.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's a bald-faced lie as well. You know me, as much as I love Juan Soto, I'm hoping that he gets the 40 and 100. For, you know what's weird? I've never followed a player's stats. Like yesterday as I'm watching this game, I was watching outside trying to enjoy the last day by the pool, or at least one of the last days by the pool, and I let out a scream. My wife's like, what the hell? I was actually grilling yesterday. You'd be proud.
Oh, well, there
fired,
you
up,
go.
Fired up the grill for the second
about
time this summer.
About 2 weeks too late.
We come to yours, food, which we appreciate. We're not there.
You want me to cook a hot dog?
Dude, your mother crushed you on Wednesday, by the way.
What do you mean?
Oh, she's like, I was like, oh, Sal's a great host. And she's like, is he really now? Let me guess what he served you. And she went to
She's a big Jersey Mike's mama as well.
Yeah, she loves the Jersey Mike's. As a matter of fact, she did try to cater, but we kept being out during the summer, so we got to get that on the books here. Anyway, point is, I yelled out loudly for Soto, big scream that I'm sure my neighbors were thrilled with for that grand slam yesterday. I've never followed a player's stats so closely or rooted for somebody to get numbers like I have Juan Soto. So I really want the 40 and 100, but I don't think he's going to get anywhere close to 110 ribbies. That is 24 games to go. He's going to have 21 more ribbies.
Again, he had 11 RBIs in 4 games. Anything can happen.
Dude, if he gets it, I wouldn't be surprised with the homers. I think he's going to finish with 40 and like 103, something like that.
By the way, I could see why it's so personal. I mean, everything that went into the whole Juan Soto thing. Now, I've always been more numbers than you.
Yeah.
So, but you're...
Right, I'm not a numbers guy by nature.
No, but you're invested in this, and I'm just put myself in your shoes or Loogie's shoes or Evan's shoe, like Met fan, Hoff, obviously. I mean, it would mean the world because it's addressing so many different things. Number one, it's helping the Mets. Number two, you know, it's the whole, whether people want to admit it or not, the backdrop of the Yankees. And eventually that's going to expire. But it's year one, right? So it hasn't fully expired yet.
There has never been a player that I wanted more or believed in more. Like, there have been players that you want. Sure, okay, yeah, Beltran, I wanted Beltran. But then you see the bad first year, like, all right, it happens, I guess. I wanted Soto more than anybody because I knew that he was not going to struggle year one. Got off to that slow start, and now all of a sudden you're looking at it, he's going to put up a historic season.
You like him better than Matt Harvey? I know Matt's your boy, Ray Ordóñez.
Yeah, Soto has surpassed all of them. Except that outfit that he was wearing yesterday. He looked like a mime. Did you see that?
I didn't happen to see the outfit.
You didn't see his post-game?
The post-game? I didn't see it.
His post-game. Was his face painted? Mimes?
You know, the pant, like with the white, where they don't speak.
He had a black shirt with a fitted shirt, because that's what Soto does.
Yeah.
With the white stripes, he looked like a mime.
He does look good in uniform.
Mine's the face paint.
A lot of neons, the oranges, the arm sleeves, one orange, one white.
He has
the swag,
been
the belt.
Dude, I liked him before, but he has been criticized to a ridiculous level. People talking about his weight gain or him being unhappy. By the way, there is something that I want to get to that happened over the course of last week that pertains to Soto. We'll do that later on as far as some of the comments that he made about one of the leaders on the team. Mm-hmm. We got to do that, so remind me later. Go ahead, Hoff.
All right, I'll get to. By the way, if this is Juan Soto's bad season, I can't wait to see how he does in a good season.
I'm honestly worried he might not have a season like this again. I'm not kidding, dude. You think to say he's getting 40 home runs, he's only done once before. four. So, all right, go ahead.
All right, sorry. Let's go. Done with Soto for now.
You sure?
Give me 5 minutes. Boldface Lie, Boldface Truth. Sal, Jets will make the first official change at the starting QB position before the Giants this season.
That's a bold-faced truth, unfortunately, because I don't think Fields' style of play is conducive to staying healthy the entire year. We're talking about a permanent change, like who will, other than the starting quarterbacks.
At some point in time, whether it's a game or two, whatever it is, someone else is going to replace.
Plays or anything like that.
And not because he's hurt, like just based on...
They're going to sub in a new quarterback for the...
Not due to injury?
I mean, listen, I leave it up for interpretation,
I would say it this way. The backup quarterback will start a game for the Jets before the backup starts for the Giants. But if you're taking injury out of that, then no, there's no way. I don't think Fields would ever lose the job based on merit this year. Mm-hmm. Who's going to lose it to?
Nobody. The kid from Missouri, nobody. Yeah. He's not going to lose it. Unless he gets hurt, he's playing every game. Right. They're going to run him into the ground. Then there's really no reason not to. Like, they didn't draft him first in the first round. They didn't give him first round contract money. He's paid middle of the road, so they are going to put him in space. And if he gets hurt, he gets popped, they're not going to care. They're going to try to run for 1,000 yards with him, so he's the guy. He is absolutely, no question, the guy. Now, I'm not sure he's going to have a great season, but I'm saying in their minds, they're fully committed to him.
Right. So would you say bald face?
Bald face lie. They're not going to go to anybody else. He's the quarterback.
So even if they're like 1-6 or 1-7,
there's nobody to go to.
No, but do you
who are you going to go to? Tyrod Taylor?
But then do you think the Giants will have a backup? If you factor in potential for injury,
mm-hmm.
when we're sitting here doing these shows, whatever week it may be, which team is going to have the backup quarterback? Whether it's Jameis, whether it's Dark.
It's going to be the Giants.
Okay. So that's where we just...
Yeah, I mean, Justin Fields healthy. He plays all 17 games.
Okay. All right. Final question, and I'm going to do this each week because that's what I told BT. So we're going to keep on doing it until...
I think I heard some of this the other day, Driver. Go ahead.
Yeah. So Boldface Lie, Boldface Truth, BT. Mets and Yankees will both make the playoffs.
Boldface Truth here. Listen, this has been fluid. Many a twist and turn to this wacky season. Yeah, I feel very good about the Mets outlasting the Reds for the wild card. Don't think they'll win the division. That has not changed. I really didn't think the Yanks are going to win the division. And within 2.5 games, you got a chance, obviously. So I feel better about that, but not convinced, but definitely convinced they're a playoff team, no doubt. Both teams will be in bald-faced truth.
Yeah, it's a bald-faced truth. Come on. The question should be whether one would win the division.
Well,
I think
I'm going to have to upgrade it to... Well, last week it was a little more dicey.
Yeah, when he asked, it was more applicable. It made more sense. Yeah, maybe update it soon, but listen, now the Yankees are playing a good team. Yeah, a couple of good teams, so things could change fast. I mean, it is
a 12-game gauntlet for the Yankees.
No question.
But I never felt the Yankees were going to miss the postseason. I never really even felt the Mets were going to miss the postseason, although they were really testing our patience. The Yankees had maybe a week where it was like, oh, I don't know, they messed it up, but did we really believe they weren't going to make the postseason? I felt like they were going to win the division. I said that a while ago, even through the storm. I don't think Toronto's that good, and the Yankee schedule is going to get soft here to close out the season, so I'd expect them to play better against Toronto and Boston this go-around. I don't know about Houston. Who knows there? But, yeah, I think the Yankees still going to win the division, so maybe you should next week
I'll do the division just for you guys.
But what if they lose four straight? Or they get swept by the Astros, it's still a playoff thing, maybe.
Yeah.
That's why it's week to week.
I like it. Exactly.
All right, there you have a little bald-faced truth, bald-faced lie.